You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. Looking back at predictions made at the start of the year, 2011 was forecast for news publishers as being all about mobile and all about social.
A lot of people have been focused on offsite social. So how do we get more likes on Facebook? How do we get more followers within Twitter? What content do we have to create a YouTube channel? What we're seeing is that element of adding that social layer to your on-site efforts. So really taking the world that you control, your own website or sites, and adding these social layers now to the site.
That's Alan Tartowski from Gigya, a company that works with sites to make them more social. One way sites can do this is via social login, which means getting people to sign into a site using their Facebook or Twitter account. For new sites, this can mean accessing a huge amount of audience data, like the ages and interests of people, and that's great for pitching to advertisers. But are users really happy to log in with, say, Facebook? Here's Alan again.
I think it's generational. I think that older generations probably won't even consider doing that. I think that, say, millennials and individuals that have grown up online, it's a natural progression to use that identity across many sites that they engage with. So it's very much an accepted form of registering or authenticating on a website.
Back in February, the US-based tech site Mashable introduced a social layer called Mashable Follow, where you can create a profile or sign in via one of your social networks. And Mashable's experiment seems to be working. It's reported that people signed into Mashable Follow spend four times as long on the site and click on twice the number of pages as non-members. And those, like Mashable, who do add a social layer can use gaming mechanics to further engage with the audience.
Most of us are familiar with, say, Foursquare, right? And if you check in, you could become mayor of your local dry cleaner or something silly like that. But people enjoy that. People enjoy that level of engagement and perhaps earning badges or earning status or earning rank or whatever it may be as a result of engaging on a site.
And badges can be awarded based on points.
So, for instance, if I share something out to my feed, I may be able to earn 5 points as a result of sharing. Or if I purchase a subscription to perhaps additional content on the site, I may earn, say, 100 points as a result of that subscription that I've made.
Many sites, whether or not they have full social login, are becoming more social and trying out different gaming mechanics.
Hi, I'm Ron Durio. I'm Vice President of Business Development and Innovation for The Economist Online. In January, we began to run a program called Ask The Economist, which is a mashup of a video report from an editor, usually about no more than 2 minutes, on a specific topic from a special report. We then match that a few days later with a live event where people can tweet in questions and actually have a live conversation over Twitter with an editor. Now, the whole program of the conversation with the editor happens within Twitter and can be followed by hashtags and the like, but we've built an interface on the site so that if you wanted to follow both the conversation that the editor is having answering the questions plus the conversations that are happening around the questions, you can do that.
And here's a second example from The Economist.
The other thing, which is slightly more interesting for us in a different way, is this idea of turning our quiz into a game on Facebook with a shared leaderboard between our on-site users and our Facebook users, or users who have registered in Facebook. And that's been extremely satisfying for us. This was a quiz that was getting maybe, you know, low five-figure play every month. And in our first month, we now have over 125,000 game plays per month, and both sharing across Twitter and Facebook the leaderboard. So again, here's an opportunity for us to recognize that people are participating in things on other sites, but finding ways to bridge them and make them available and visible and hopefully communicate more across both sites.
But you might be thinking Facebook isn't the most obvious social network for the Economist audience. I put this point to Ron.
What's interesting about the Facebook group we have is that it was actually, I think, originally started by a fan. So the roots of our Facebook group go right to the core of what we have as a loyal and engaged audience.
But not everyone is on Facebook or wants to use it to engage with a new site.
What was interesting, actually, was when we were rolling this out and we were doing our beta program, it was rolled out on beta on Facebook only, and the some of our most vocal site commenters wanted to know why we're only doing it on Facebook. So I think even though there is a tremendous amount of opportunity in these social arenas, I think that we quite rightfully recognize, because our readers tell us that there's a group of people who are core to The Economist, who have an affiliation and a loyalty to us, who want to still experience things in that environment. So I think we'll get the data out over the next month or two to try to map out who the players are, what their relationships are to us. For the most part, I think we were sort of interested in this dynamic of our online readers who said, hey, you know, don't just do that for Facebook. Little did they know that it was coming to them the next week. But I think it was sort of important for us to step back and say, you know, we're spending a lot of time with this social aspect of our readership, but let's not forget that there are a core group of people, loyal and who are quite active on the site, that we should not forget.
So what's next for The Economist? Will readers soon be asked to sign in via a social network?
We are very interested in trying to reduce any sort of friction for people to participate. So social login is one of the things that we're looking at how we might implement on the site. Also trying to understand, as a global brand, what social networks or social logins we should include. We shouldn't underestimate the value of our users in Asia and South America. And so we have to make sure that we are carefully choosing not just Twitter and Facebook, but a broad range of social networks that can be used to log in to the site.
So now that we're well over halfway through the year, it does seem that the prediction was correct, that 2011 is seeing new sites increasing how social they are off-site, with some adding that social layer on-site too. For more on new site trends and for other stories, go to journalism.co.uk. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.